Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy, dappy, finally, poopity, noobily Monday, people. And welcome to your post-weekend installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a good weekend. It is the 21st of November, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Last week, we were talking about Touchitis for the iPhone 6 Plus. And today, we're going to start off with Apple actually offering to pay for something this time around. That would be your iPhone 6S battery. Now, apparently, this is supposed to affect only a very small number of iPhone 6S models. And the reason why they're offering you a free battery? Well, has your phone been unexpectedly just shutting down on its own? Well, then you might qualify for this. Particularly if your phone was manufactured between September and October of last year. Of course, you're going to have to check for the corresponding serial number on your device. You can do that at the Apple Store or with an Apple authorized service provider. Apple also clearly stated that if you got your iPhone 6S from a carrier, no, they're not going to be handing out the battery replacements. You got to go direct to Apple. Oh, and if you got other problems with your phone, like cracked screens, or say it's bent a little, or scratched up, or some other things aren't working, like your home button fell off, yeah, Apple won't repair that for free for you, but they will repair it, of course, with a fee. A lot of ticked off Pixel users last week. And those of you not familiar with the story, this had to do with people who bought Pixel phones on the behalf of a New Hampshire dealer and then shared in those profits once the devices were sold again with a markup. Google wasn't too happy about this, so they decided, we're just going to cut you off. In fact, they actually sent out to the customer's Google account saying, you've received this message because, you've screwed up, basically. Google has suspended your account because of a violation of our terms and service. But it seems that Google is feeling maybe it wasn't the best move. So Google is reinstating those accounts for people who bought those phones. Though Google did on to say that many of those accounts suspended were created for the sole purpose of this scheme, meaning they were secondary accounts that probably didn't have a whole lot of personal data. Still though, apparently there was enough out there that made Google think, okay, maybe not the best move. Marky Mark and the Zucky Bunch. Yeah, talking about Zuckerberg over there at Facebook, and the whole fake news thing continues to roll on. Well, now Mr. Zuckerberg has decided to outline how Facebook will tackle its fake news problem. In a post on Facebook, of course, where else would this be taking place? That some of the projects currently underway at Facebook include new systems that will help flag false information. They'll give better ways for people to report the information and flags to users once fake articles are reported. They'll also have better recommendations when an article is clicked on, and it's also going to update its ad policies to discourage spam sites, which, yes, are pretty much the ones who profit off of this. Yucky also said that Facebook would be working with journalists and respected fact-checking organizations to understand how they work to verify information so that the company could learn from their efforts and experiences. Are you left sitting here thinking the same thing? How does this help with the fake news? I don't know either. And finally, hey, those of you not familiar with that new Apple book that's $300, yeah, you remember that thing, dumbest thing I've seen from Apple in a while? Thinking, no way in hell am I going to spend that kind of money on a book? Well, maybe you don't have to now, thanks to the wonders of YouTube. Now, those of you not familiar with what I'm talking about here, it is a book, yes, it's $300, yes, and it was basically a thought process of Johnny Ive thinking, hey, we could dedicate this to Steve Jobs. What a bunch of BS, in my opinion, but anyways, the book, by the way, called Designed by Apple in California, how original, basically takes all the products that Apple's designed over the years, and you can flick through the pages in all its glory, from MacBooks to the original iPhone, and the list goes on and on and on. Most of you Apple fanboys probably have all this stuff in the closet anyways. But, as I was saying, thanks to YouTube, now you're not going to have to fork over $300. Thanks to YouTuber Detroit Borg. Yes, you can find him on YouTube at Detroit B-O-R-G. Taking you on a journey, page by page, through this wonderful Apple book. Gotta say, though, I don't know how much this infringes on copyright right now. So if you are curious, you might want to go get streaming that video right about now. In the meantime, I guess we'll wait in much suspense for Apple's next book, probably coming out in 2017, entitled Manufactured in China. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the website for all the great BTN content. All the great BTN shows are over there. Our blog, of course, is over there. And if you love what we're doing while you're over there, consider donating to our Patreon fund over there. Helps keep the network alive and thriving. Of course, there's other ways you can support BTN. Just go on over there and check out our support tab. You can learn all about how to do that. You can like our Facebook page. It's at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And you can hang out with our finally lovely, lovely people in our BTN community. That's at our Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I'm going to go off and stream a book. Have a great Monday, and thank you very much for listening.